Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
I'm Jason Thompson.
I'm Calvin Baker.
And this is Creativity Wasted.
So the idea that I had is like kind of based off like sports gambling, how popular it's gotten. And like now that we've like broken down like the bear, like now that sports gambling is legal, like we should start gambling on more things that are happening. And I think like the most logical thing is like gambling on the weather app, like on your phone. Like and I just feel like there's a million ways you can go with it. Like that you can like gamble on like the highs and lows in different cities, and like if a hurricane's gonna hit different spots, or like if a, like, you know, when these big like hurricanes are building up, like you can predict like the death toll, like what's the over under on the death toll. I don't know, that's kind of like I have that idea. I also think it's funny if like somehow the mob got involved and like weathermen were just like straight up lying on the air, like, you know, they're like pushing these fake like agendas to meet the mob, because you know how gambling just gets corrupt. So yeah, that's the idea I had.
Yeah, okay. I think it's a great idea. I mean, it's hard to corrupt the actual weather. Like, I mean, there are planes that can drop this stuff to make it rain. But you can like spot that, I guess, like with radar and whatnot,
fudging like the temperatures by a few degrees, like, you know, stuff like that would go on. Like, I don't know.
Well, that's where the over under stuff goes in.
Right.
You can say, yeah, 5 degrees here or there, you know, and take that bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the weathermen set the line or whatever it's called in their corruptible, like you said. The weather itself isn't really corruptible.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's like a paying off a ref, but with weather, I guess, if you paid off the weatherman.
Yeah, like, but, and it'd be funny to see him ignoring, like, obvious things. Like, that's not rain. It's clearly raining.
I don't know exactly how this works. Like, I know that there's lots of weathermen, like, around the country and around the world, like, for hurricanes and stuff. Like, and then there's national weather and local weather. Like, I think it would have to be, like, big cities, like Chicago, Detroit, New York, because there'd be so many different weathermen independently reporting the weather for those cities that you'd have to corrupt all of them.
Yeah, you're right. It would just be when certain markets would be corrupt, probably.
Hello.
Hey!
Thanks for joining us. So we're talking about Calvin's idea, which is gambling on the weather.
That's awesome. It's 64 outside. Tomorrow it's going to be like 46. It's crazy.
Cool. Another good thing about gambling is that it incentivizes people to do it better because they want to make money. Like, if we gambled on the weather forecast would get better over time, I think.
I do think.
Yeah, you're right.
Because there'd be so many people trying to predict the weather and beat the weathermen.
Yeah.
There'd be nerds, man, like... Yeah. With their own shooting their own weather balloons into the air and like trying to predict the weather, like MIT grad students
trying to make money off of it, or change it, right? Like you said, seeding the clouds.
Yeah, I already brought that up. You seed the clouds, but I think you'd get caught. That'd be,
Well, I don't think gamblers would do really well. In here in Michigan with the weather, because it changes so crazy.
That's where we'd make the most money, I think, because the odds would be so outrageous. And if we did hit,
yeah,
to get paid then.
Yeah, I just was thinking about, like, with these sports betting apps, there's so many, like, options and things you can bet on. And, like, yeah, they could break it down by, like, amount of rain you get in a day or whatever. Like, there's, like, the weather has so many variables, just like sports does, where it, like, makes sense that, I don't know, I could see our culture becoming obsessed with their weather gambling app on their phone.
People would get together and, like, cheer on the weather, like, gambling, like, like at a sports game. Like a bunch of guys with, like, suns painted on their chest.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, with the sports lines, with the apps, they actually update the odds as the game's going on. So let's say even if a team's getting blown out 30 points, you know, there's you could still maybe take them and get 31 points. And, you know, so the weather could always be tracking, you know, is it going to snow? You look out, hey, I'm going to bet this is going to snow. Or I can feel in my bones, you know, and make them odds as it gets closer and closer. So,
you know, I was thinking about, so I look at the radar predicted, you know, where the storm is tracking. You can say, you know, like this storm, the eye of this storm, it's like a race. So the eye of this storm is going to meet, you know, Detroit at time. Are you betting it's going to be here? You know, like 2:30? Is it going to be here at 4? You know, because those radar things are not, they're not accurate. You know, they're just, it's just a guess. So.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's like predictive over a couple hour span. They show where it probably is going to go. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You could even do, like, how they always show, like, lightning strikes even. So, you know, I think there's going to be 52 lightning strikes in Kent County here, you know, or whatever. But
like darts.
Yeah.
Like a game of darts.
Yeah.
I love the idea of, like a group of uncles, like, watching their phones and, like, getting mad, like, the clouds are separating or something like that.
Yeah, that's when you know we're going downhill when everyone's now complaining about a nice day because they're losing money.
Yeah.
It could go the other way, though. It could be, like, if you tend to get depressed on cloudy days, you could bet.
Yeah.
If you win money on a cloudy day, then you don't feel as bad.
Yep, makes you happy then.
Yeah.
So it's like a hedge against seasonal depression.
Yeah, this is a better and better idea as we talk about it.
Yeah, it's nice to, like, bring it out to a group. Yeah.
Another thing is, so when we get the perfect weather where it's drizzly and sunshiny out, there must be a rainbow here, rainbow hunting. So I've seen kids on their bikes, they go around the neighborhood trying to find the rainbow, you know, so, like, predicting or saying, you know, it's kind of like the lightning strike thing. Like, where is it going to strike or where is there going to be a rainbow? Like, taking a picture, picture the rainbow, submit it.
Double rainbow or single rainbow or?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, I've always had the thought about rainbows because I saw one once when I was driving and I thought, it's really dangerous to look at a rainbow when you're driving because you're like, you're looking up. So you're not seeing the things right in front of you, but it doesn't feel like you're looking away because you're not, like, turning your head, but you're really looking away. So I wonder how many people have gotten in deadly car accidents looking at rainbows.
Yeah, it's not actually a rainbow. It's more like a portal, you know, to heaven or hell, depending.
Oh, yeah. In that case,
crash, right?
Maybe they can invent safety windshields that block rainbows.
Oh no! I thought it would be really cool to have a light on your dashboard, like in your car, for seasonal. You were talking about seasonal affective disorder. To have that, you know, those happy lights that stimulate sunlight. I have a couple of them around the house, and I'll sit in front of them. But it's people spend a long time in their car. If they have, like, a light like that near them, they don't have to be staring right at it. But when it's on, when you're driving, you could still get the benefit of that.
Is that one of those, like, red light things? Like red light therapy?
No, it's full spectrum light.
Oh.
It's like they're called happy lights, or have you guys seen those? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I've heard of like the regular like lights, but I don't know what they're called.
It's like it's happy light.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But to have it in your car would be really cool because you're in your car a lot. And like you don't have to stare right at it. So it's not like it's gonna
burn your eyes. Block
driving. Hurt your eyes. Yeah.
Going back to something about how many people have died like because of rainbow related car accidents. Wouldn't it be like a funny PSA if it like showed like a couple like on like a romantic drive and then they like crash and die and it's like look away from the rainbows.
don't look up.
Like a campaign like don't look, rainbows are deadly.
Or pull over.
Yeah. 23. Yeah.
Get a designated rainbow driver.
Yeah.
Yeah. I my last job, I was in an office building and they had the windows were, I think it was like to save like heating costs, but for some reason it made the blue sky look gray.
Oh no.
That's I was terrible. Joking. That, yeah. I joked when they put in those windows that they want us to not look out the window. They made it gray so we wouldn't look out the window and so we'd work harder.
But yeah, but instead, everybody's depressed.
They don't care. We're working. We're not thinking about our evening plans, hiking. We're depressed and working.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of stimulated sunlight.
Put my head down and...
Yeah, they're not paying you to be happy.
There's nothing to look at out the window.
They're not paying you to be happy.
Huh. They're not paying you to be happy.
Right.
But yeah, that would screw with your you wouldn't want to bet on your gambling app if your weather gambling app if you were in that building because it might I don't know how far ahead of time would you bet too? Would it be like the same day or would you bet like a week long, like a week in advance?
I think, like I said, it could go like up to the second. Like you could look out your window and still take odds of is it going to rain because. You might think it's going to rain and it still doesn't rain. So you lost, you know? So yeah. I think if there's bookies out there, they'll take money up to the last second if they can.
Today I walked outside to do gardening. I kept saying to myself, I know I got to get out there before it starts raining. I got to get out there. And then I finally got all suited up, went out there. Then it started raining. It's like, yeah. But I guess maybe if I had bet before I got out there, that it was going to rain, then there would still be some payoff. You know, I can't get in the garden, but I'm getting some money.
Yeah.
Right. Do the plants in the garden like predict the rain somehow? Like open, close the flower or whatever?
No. The birds do.
Yeah, maybe so it'd be a form of gambling where the biggest whales, the biggest winners are like 60-year-old women who watch the birds.
Yeah, they have all these expensive bird seed to collect to bring the birds that can predict that, you know, the right kind of birds need the right kind of bird seed. So get this bird seed so you can be better at prediction. So there's a, you know.
Maybe there would be like one type of bird that's better at predicting. So that whoever sells that type of bird, like
bird seed.
Or bird seed that to. Like that bird will be like super valuable. The stuff for the bird will sell like for thousands of dollars.
Exactly.
That's how you make your money. You don't gamble. There you go. It's like the pick and shovel thing. Like you don't mine for gold. You sell the shovels. No. So for your weather gambling, you would sell the
seed, the bird seed,
and
maybe this would help with like the social security issues too, like because. All these old people with like fake joints and stuff who can always, they always say like, oh, I can tell when it's going to rain because my knee hurts. Like they would charge
your knees.
A fortune off like, their injuries and their old age problems.
people would actually be calling their parents. Just to find out.
How are you feeling today, Mom? Oh, your leg hurts? How long has it been hurting? Okay,
oh,
bye, Mom.
Good.
Thanks for letting me know. Sorry your leg hurts. Bye, Mom. Gotta go.
Yeah.
Any shows you want to plug?
Bahala. I'm doing that this Thursday. The 11th, I'm doing something in Muskegon. It's supposed to be 20 minutes. First time trying to do 20 minutes. You got to do 20 minutes and can't leave. Otherwise, they're going to hit you with baseball bats or whiffle ball bats, I'm told. Yeah. Then the 29th is that Little Darlings. What do you got going up?
Oh, on club on Sunday in Ypsilanti. I'm doing the strip club thing on the 15th. I'm doing Adesanya. That would be the 16th. I'm doing a string of Grand Rapids shows, 2021-22. It'd be Garage Bar on Monday, Tip Top on Tuesday. On Wednesday, I'm doing the Kalamazoo Final Gravity.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.